Marine Le Pen wants to be France's first far-right president, and she's campaigning hard in the run-up to the second round. At a rally in the southern French city of Avignon, she said that if elected, she'd create jobs, tackle inflation, and protect workers from globalization. Promises that she hopes will convince voters, including those on the left.
The cost of living, a quality education, good housing and living standards. Your freedom has no price.
Le Pen's supporters say she represents something new and they don't want another 5 years of Emmanuel Macron, her rival in the presidential race.
He's aggressive, he's full of himself. I want change.
Elle est humaine. Elle est pour le peuple.
Marine Le Pen is human. She stands for ordinary people. Macron isn't for real people. It's sad. Just look at the past 5 years.
Vous avez vu comment, à l'heure actuelle, la France? Non, c'est pas possible.
Le Pen's focus on the cost of living in this election has certainly widened her appeal. She's also softened her image, but the makeover hasn't changed her tough anti-immigration, anti-EU agenda that some say would divide France. Arnold is a nurse. He moved to Avignon 15 years ago from Burkina Faso. He says Le Pen presidency would be dangerous for France, so he's campaigning for Macron.
People say the cost of living has gone up under Macron, but that's totally false. That's just what Le Pen or Mélenchon supporters say. But Macron has done a lot to raise purchasing power these past years.
The centrist incumbent Macron is also courting left-wing voters and people who are undecided in a battle that appears to be a rerun of the 2017 race, but is widely expected to be much tighter. Which way it'll go is impossible to predict, but those here believe that their moment has come. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Avignon, France.